If you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, then chances are you know that I am always running some sort of active test here on the podcast with the goal of being able to pass on the things that work to you. And we've got a few active tests happening on the show right now that I am super excited about. The first one is that we're going to be dropping a new bonus episode for you every single week for the foreseeable future. Now, one update that we have made is that these episodes are now going to drop on Wednesdays and Fridays. And of course, we'll let you know the results of these tests once we've got them. So keep an eye out for even more great content coming your way to help you launch, rank, and grow your podcast in the top 100. Hey, you're listening to the Effortless Life Podcast, episode 65. An entertainer turned entrepreneur, today's guest has performed alongside people like Michael Jackson, Usher, Mary J. Blige, Jimmy Fallon, and she's appeared on HBO, MTV, SNL, The View, and now she coaches creative entrepreneurs and visionary leaders like you how to redefine and use their inner brilliance to make more money. But what the heck does that mean? And is it really possible to be successful without hard work? Well, our guest today has the answers. That's all coming up next right here on The Effortless Life.
Globally ranked among the top shows in business and education, we're changing the way entrepreneurs work by changing the way they think about work. If you're ready to run your business like a real CEO, instead of your business running you, you're in the right place. You don't have to work as hard as you think you do to create the influence, income, and impact you deserve. It's time for a new way to do business. This is the Effortless Life Podcast. Here's your host, Courtney Elmer.
Now, before we jump into today's episode, I want to thank our featured listener this week, at Meg Woolery, who says, Courtney gives such practical and actionable advice on every episode. Highly recommend this show to all those bosses who are starting to feel burned out, but still want to grow their business. Wow, Meg, thank you so much. You know, reading these reviews every week means the world to us. It lets us know that we're on the right track and that what we're doing here is helping you in your life and in your business. So whether you are a longtime listener or you're just joining us for the first time today, welcome if that's you, go ahead and subscribe to the show by tapping that little purple button in your Apple Podcasts app and then scroll down and leave us a review. We value your input. We value your feedback. We love reading these reviews, and we thank you for taking a moment out of your busy day to let us know how we're doing. So on today's episode, we are asking the question, can you really be successful without working hard? I used to think the answer was no. I thought you had to earn your success. And it could be argued that my guest today, the lovely Fabiola Heslein, has worked hard to achieve the industry recognition that she's achieved. But when you're spending the majority of your time in your zone of genius, is it really hard work? I don't know about you, but I think we can agree that no, when you're doing what you love, it doesn't feel like you're hustling. Now, before doing what she does today, coaching entrepreneurs how to live and work intentionally, Fabi led a career as a high-profile entertainer. She's performed alongside Michael Jackson, Ricky Martin, Usher, Pink, Missy Elliott, and then one of my personal favorites, Jimmy Fallon, and many, many more. And if that list isn't long enough, she then transitioned her work into a full-fledged entertainment business, serving the likes of Oprah Winfrey and other luxury brands. But most recently, and this is what fascinated me about Fabi's journey, is that she's launched an empowerment brand to help entrepreneurs like you champion your well-being and put your inner brilliance to work to make a bigger impact in the world. Now, if you've been a longtime listener, you know that well-being is one of the four core pillars of the Effortless Life Method. It's one that we talk about here on the show a lot because you have to take care of the human behind the business in order for your business to thrive. If you're not, then you open yourself up and your business to huge risk that's going to cause you to leave money on the table, and you're not going to be able to live your dream because you'll be too busy building it. Now, at the same time, well-being is one of those things that few entrepreneurs are talking about or even paying attention to in the world of marketing. It is so rare that you hear anybody talking about that without touting lists of things for self-care. And there's so many misconceptions out there when it comes to well-being that is a tangent we could go on another episode. In fact, we probably will because it is so important. But what you need to know is that your well-being directly impacts the degree of success that you are able to achieve. And like I said a moment ago, if you are not taking care of the human behind the business in order to thrive, how can you expect your business to thrive? And that's why Fabi's here, because she's here to change that. She coaches entrepreneurs and visionary leaders like you how to reinvent the hustle and how to live an intentional lifestyle while working toward your dreams. And today she's here to help you do exactly that. So no need to say anymore. Let's dive into that interview right now. Fabiola, welcome to the Effortless Life Podcast. I am so excited that you are here today.
Thank you for having me, Courtney. I really appreciate it. I'm excited.
You have such an incredible and fascinating background, and I can't wait to dive in and hear more about that. But I think where I really want to start today is for you to share with us about the empowerment brand that you've created called Rockstar Spirit. Why don't we start there? Tell us what it means. What does it mean to have a rockstar spirit?
Well, Rockstar Spirit is an empowerment brand that I created out of my experiences in the past. And basically, what I've introduced is a multidimensional platform for our personal development and self-mastery journey. And I guess you could kind of look at it as sort of a life coach meets lifestyle expert combined. But ultimately, Rockstar Spirit, I would like to describe it as a belief system. It's your personal power, and it's about integrating that personal power to achieve a life experience with more freedom, like being boundless and being rewarding and having just a very harmonious life experience.
I love that. And this is one of the reasons I was so excited for our conversation today, too, because, you know, when you mentioned belief system, like that is so my jam. Like one of the things that we focus on with the entrepreneurs we work with is helping them undo the conditioning and the belief systems that have been ingrained from an early age in their life in order to help them, as you said, tap into that personal power, which is so, so huge. And I think it's something that so few people know about, which is why another reason why I love that you have created this. So what would you say the gap in the marketplace was that this brand fills specifically?
Well, you know, it started out with this burnout epidemic we were actually experiencing before our current pandemic. We were experiencing this way of life, like based on survival mode, right? And now I feel it's time to take the alignment road. And so when I say that, that means to now tap into our inner brilliance, this inner warrior that allows the inner source connection to fight for our survival the easiest way possible. So this stems from a bit of my experience being an entrepreneur too. You know, I look back on my journey and I feel like I grew up well onto my journey with an attitude, with that rockstar spirit attitude. And that's kind of actually where it stems from. It's from being a child, believing in my greatness and knowing that I'm going to be this rock star. And although my dreams of actually becoming a rock star hasn't happened, I've ingrained that, I've embodied, you know, that kind of spirit. So, you know, this is the conception of this, you know, the concept of this brand is to just inspire people that they have this inner brilliance within and that they can, you know, achieve a life that's seamless and boundless and rewarding.
I love how you explained that. And really this idea of being in alignment, because I think that's a buzzword that gets thrown around a lot and people don't really understand what that means to feel and to be in alignment. Yeah. Can you dig into that a little bit more? What does that mean specifically for you and for those that you work with?
Sure, sure. Well, you know, life experience is based on a frequency that we're operating from, right? And that means that it's about the receptivity level that we're vibrating on. And so we're out of alignment when we're not vibrating on a frequency that allows us that freedom that we want, right? At the end of the day, as humans, we want freedom. We want to experience life that's effortless, such as your message, and seamless and very easy. And the thing is my motto is mastering your outer world is an inside job, right? So we want to align with this inner brilliance, this energy field that's embedded within us that allows us to navigate, to be navigated towards a life that's easy, you know, towards the things that allows us to attract what we need to, you know, to fulfill our dreams, to, you know, perform our tasks, you know, and just have a life that just works for us, you know, and that's what it means to be aligned. When you're in alignment, then there is freedom. There's that the experience, that life experience of feeling like, oh, you know, everything is just falling into place. Everything goes my way. It's all harmonious, you know, so that's what it means to be in alignment. You know, it's been the talk for a long time, but I think we don't give it enough credit. We don't give that root enough credit. And if there was any time that we have time to sit and think about it, it's now, you know, and going into this new chapter, we want to approach life a little bit differently. We want to now, we've been forced to actually, you know, release everything outside of us this year. This was the year for that, you know, and unfortunately, we've all gone through many challenges on some level, right? So we've had to now rely on ourselves and look within ourselves and remember the true essence of what we are and what we're capable of. And sometimes that's all it takes. And we need something to tell us that. And this actually was a year for it, you know, and this was the year to wake us up and say, hey, you know, there's so much you can create from within. And that's what alignment means.
Yes, it really has been such a collective awakening, hasn't it?
Yes.
I mean, in so many ways. You know, mm-hmm. I always used to say, and those listening know that when I was 25, I battled cancer and was totally came out of left field, but also as a result of the burnout, the overwhelm, the overwork that I had in my life prior to that. Mm-hmm. And that was a personal, what I would call a personal awakening. You know, when you've mm-hmm. got that life moment, something just really serious, really tragic, you know, those big moments that really kind of define who we right. are and where we go from here, those kind of moments. Mm-hmm. And I always used to say, gosh, and this might sound really terrible, but I said, I wish more people would have moments like this. Mm. I don't wish for anyone right. to get diagnosed with cancer. I don't wish for anyone to lose mm-hmm. a loved one. So, you know, those listening, don't misunderstand. That's not what I'm wishing for. But what right. I was wishing for was for more people to have that wake up call.
Right.
Because I feel like until we have a wake up call like that, which of course this year has presented all of us with in so many mm-hmm. ways. So mm-hmm. for that, I'm grateful. Mm-hmm. Until we have that wake up call, it's going to be very difficult to really bring about lasting change. Mm-hmm. And we mm-hmm. see this with people, right? You've mentioned this burnout epidemic, and we know that this is a problem. We know that we have this culture of overwork and hustle mm-hmm. till you drop and that kind of mentality in order to exactly. achieve success. But then mm-hmm. why aren't we doing anything about it, right? Why mm-hmm. aren't more people waking up to that? And gosh, there's such a conversation to be had there. So I'd love to dig in more and hear your journey to creating this brand. What really led you there on a personal level? You know, you mentioned kind of living yes. in survival mode collectively. Did you feel that personally too in your life?
Absolutely. Yes. This is how it all started for me. So I personally got out of alignment through my entrepreneurial journey, you know, and it was this sort of unhealthy burnout phase that I was going through. You know, I've always been a never say die person. You know, I kept going and I kept going, and I had a very thirst for life, and I've always been this go-getter, and I just, you know, I'm nonstop kind of person. So, you know, once I became an entrepreneur, kind of things shifted for me. I felt like I was now in a different space. I felt like it was the, you know, the rat race of a different kind. And maybe because it was just a whole nother machine, you know, before I started out as an entertainer and in the entertainment industry as a performer. But once I became an entrepreneur, I just became a different machine. So I felt like that survival mode kicked in, and, you know, it's that rat race, and then you're getting thrown at all kinds of challenges. It's a whole different thing, right? So then you totally. Begin to get into this autopilot mode, and you gain bad habits. And then because you want to succeed, then you find yourself in this sort of, sometimes in a disease to please, you know, where you forget to set boundaries. And I remember taking advice from a colleague saying, you know, the key is to over deliver, you know. And I was like, oh, yes, absolutely, over deliver. And that's sort of me anyway. I'm like, no, I, you know, like call me last minute. I got your back, you know? And of course that was a little bit of a curse because people relied on me knowing that if they needed a request last minute, oh, you know, if anybody can do it, it's Fabi, you know, Fabiola, she's going to pull through for me because that's, you know, what she's all about. So, and the way that backfired on me sometimes because I just realized, oh my gosh, I'm taking on so much and I'm, you know, so I realized I wasn't setting enough boundaries. And although I found balance in the beginning, by 2017, I felt like, okay, this has gone too far. This is a little bit much. And so although I tried to please all the people around me, you know, making sure that everybody's comfortable and making sure that we're providing the best products and, you know, and service, but it's also not sacrificing your self-care, you know, and, you know, that was a wake-up call for me. And I realized I was out of alignment by doing that. And, you know, self-care, you know, equals self-love. And I wasn't loving myself enough to, you know, put in those boundaries and making sure that I'm showing up, you know, at my best ultimate brilliant self. So, and that was a wake-up call for me. And that's why I needed to create something that could help everybody else, because ultimately I found my way back. I got back into alignment through certain methods that I created. And I'm just excited to share that with Rocks, you know, through the Rockstar Spirit brand.
Yeah. You know, I really want to dive into the steps that you took to get back into alignment. But before we do, I want to say something that you just mentioned, self-care equals self-love. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that louder for the people in the back, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. that is the truth. And I think mm-hmm. self-care has taken off as another one of these trends, you know, and gosh, it just bothers the heck out of me when I see these posts come across social media that say, oh, self-care, like go take a walk, do some journaling, you know, go get a massage. I actually just had an article mm-hmm. that came out on BuzzFeed about the 10, I don't remember yeah. the exact title, but like the 10 self-care things you shouldn't waste your time with, because those mm-hmm. things don't actually get to the root of the issue right. that's causing those symptoms, which is exactly. being out of alignment.
Exactly. Yes, it is about getting to the root. And the mission actually with Rockstar Spirit is to expand our consciousness on that, on our inner source connection, because that is what kicks our human potential into full, you know, gear. It's, you know, and that is what gets us back into vibrating on a frequency where there's no fears and anxieties and then stress and doubts and limiting beliefs. And, you know, so once we, you know, become aware of that inner connection, inner source connection, then we begin to get back into alignment. So then it is about the source, about getting to the deep, you know, get to the root of the problem.
Yes. So what specific steps did you take then? Because you said you got back there. So what did that process look like for you?
Yeah, I think it was just about awareness. That was the first thing, is, you know, just getting back into awareness of what was happening, that you have to acknowledge what is wrong with this. What is wrong with this scenario for you? Like what is causing, you know, I was going through health problems, but I knew it wasn't just a physical thing. You know, it wasn't just like, you know, I was going through all these issues that were landing me in a hospital, and I knew it wasn't just like a deep health problem, because I, you know, doctors, although there were some, you know, issues, it wasn't like anything was causing, you know, these things. So I knew it was more of a deep emotional, you know, problem. So I had to get back to, you know, loving myself. So once you say, okay, I need to stop the presses here and say, how do I get back to me, you know, and that begins to unlock everything for you. And, you know, this, basically you're sending a message out into the universe and saying, help me, you know, help me to get back to who I really am and be the best that I can be. And so it's an awareness process. That's, I would say, it's stage one, you know. And stage two is then after doing that kind of work where you address any triggers or traumas or setting boundaries, releasing limiting beliefs or bad habits, or practicing forgiveness and, you know, releasing all these conditions, basically old coping mechanisms, then you start to get back into alignment. It's kind of like a recalibration, you know, I would say, and you start to get back into alignment. And then once you merge with that personal power, then it begins to strengthen you. So the stage two is the alignment process, is when you start to merge and you believe that you don't need to survive with all of these coping mechanisms, these, you know, the survival mode, right? Then once you do start to merge, you start to basically regain your personal power. And then suddenly you've activated, you know, your frequency for now to receive what you need to receive to fully survive peacefully, harmoniously, you know. And so for me, it's a three-step process. And that's why I called Rockstar Spirit Awareness, Alignment, Activation, you know. And it's a method that I applied. And there's a lot more that goes into that process, obviously. But if I'm to give you a basic, you know, three-step, you know, roadmap of what it was that was for me, then I applied, you know, all the steps in between to get to those steps.
Yes. And, you know, starting with awareness, I mean, that is where it has to start, because if you're not aware of what needs to be changed, then nothing will change. And then bringing that into alignment, you know, the theme that kept coming to my mind as you were sharing this was, it's really a return to self. Because we get away from that, right? All these coping mechanisms, the ones that we think are serving us, the ones we think are protecting us and keeping us safe from pain, usually were things that we used at an early age to protect ourselves and keep us safe from pain, physical pain, emotional pain.
Right.
And in our adult life, those things no longer serve us, but yet how many of us continue to suffer because we're still operating from those same coping mechanisms, from those same beliefs, from that same identity. And I think that's really the heart of it too, you know, because this three-step process that you described and that you take, you know, those students that you work with through, this is the process you went through, this is what you coach others through. It's change at an identity level. And that's where lasting change happens.
Yes, absolutely. It's about learning to thrive by less doing and more being, you know. It's the, I call it the grind redefined, you know. So, you know, it's about working smarter, not harder. But when I say working harder, you know, it's not that working hard is canceled. It's about working hard to let go a little as opposed to working hard to keep pushing more. So taking action from a place that is, you know, serving you from within, you know, for your highest good. And once you get into that alignment process, you're going to find that you're going to attract those things that are going to just make life easier for you, you know, through your work, your passions, you know, your everyday goals, your tasks. And then you're going to be led to all the systems that you can implement that are easy. And, you know, so it's almost, I like to think of it as sort of like your personal assistant. It really is. Your rockstar spirit is in alignment with your personal assistant. It's your personal power, you know, that helps you survive the easiest way possible.
Yes. And, you know, I, what I love about it too, is that it reverse engineers the process. You know, what you just said about, you know, then the systems will come once you're in alignment. And I think everyone goes about, and not everyone, that's a generalization. Most people go about that the wrong way. And I see this a lot with entrepreneurs, especially, is that, you know, they've got their eye on the prize. They want that freedom. They want that impact. They want that success, that financial legacy, whatever that is.
Right.
And they're pushing to get that. And they think that the ticket is having better systems and strategies and procedures for doing things. Give me the how-to steps, right? When really it is about getting in this alignment and letting go of the need to push. And what the distinction you made there was so beautiful too, because there's such a difference in energy that happens. And would you say that being in alignment actually gives you more energy to do the things you want to do?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and it's about going with the flow, because now when you're in alignment, you just allow it to happen. You know, you like I said, you let go and it'll come to you. You know, the ideas will come to you, the creativity, the innovation, you know, the systems, the relationships, you know, everything will just fall into it. It'll become a life of ease, grace, power, and effectiveness. So you'll receive what you need and, you know, it'll just sort of work itself out. You know, life will just serve you, you know, for your highest good, you know. That's because we're now operating on a frequency that vibrates on a frequency where no fears and limiting beliefs are present, right? You know, frequency is currency. You know, it raises your vibration and you're in alignment to receive those rewards, you know? So that's what we just have to remember, is to just let go and allow.
Yes. Yes. I'm really curious too to hear your take on this. So where are some of the areas that you see people giving their personal power away?
Well, I think people pleasing is one thing, you know, if I'm going to to look back at some of the, some of the things I had to reassess about my life, you know, I think it's okay to say no, you know, and I think it's okay to say yes when you feel it. And I think a lot of people really want to say no to something and they say yes, you know, and I think there's a feeling just wanting to just be there all the time. And that's exhausting. That can be very, very exhausting sometimes, you know, and that's not fair to you. And you need to take care of yourself. And, you know, there's a balance in life, you know, there's only so much you can give, and you can't operate on an empty battery. You know, you have to be able to know that it's going to be okay, you know, to just simply say no when you really do want to say no. You know, and I think I want to start out by saying that too, you know, that's an important message. And I think you need to also reassess all the areas of your life. And it's aside from being aligned, it's like you want to look at everything in your life and see what you do align with, what you feel you currently align with, and what you feel no longer really connects, you know, and that's important. That's a process of self-care. You know, really, it's like you said, it's not about pampering, or it's not about always, you know, taking a quiet walk, although these things are very important parts of the process of self-care. But it is about reassessing everything, all the areas in your life, your relationships, you know, what are those dynamics? You know, are you overgiving so much that it's depleting you, you know? So it's, at the end of the day, it boils down to self-love. You have to be able to love yourself, because self-love, you know, when you're taking care of yourself, it's not selfish, it's self-love. That's what it is. It's self-love.
Yes. And such a perspective shift too, because whenever you do make that shift, then it becomes easier to say no. Because I can just relate on a very personal level here. My son is 2.5, and being a mom is challenging. Being a mom and running a business is also challenging. And so on those days where he needs more of me than I feel I have to give, that's my gut check to ask, where else am I giving too much? Because at the end of the day, you know, when you are living in alignment with your priorities, with your core values, with the things in your life that you do feel aligned with, and it's self-love being one of those things, then it's an easy choice to be able to say, no, I need to either take some things off of my calendar, move some things around, or just say no to new incoming things for a while, so that, as you said, like a battery, you can recharge and be all that you are for others, and all that others want and need you to be.
What you're doing when you say no to what you're doing is you're saying yes to something else that's better for you. You're basically giving that signal to the universe and saying, what I'm saying is yes to something else that could help me work this situation out. That's going to serve all of us, not just, you know, a one-sided thing that's going to be able to allow me to still give and serve, but then serve myself as well, you know? So, and that's when the universe says, I got you, I got your back. Yes. You know, that's what you have to believe. That's the thing. You have to be able to believe that is possible, to say, no, I don't feel like this works for me. There's got to be a better way. And I'm going to believe that there's a better way, and I'm going to be open to that. And once you become receptive to the possibilities of creating your reality that fits you, it will. Maybe suddenly there'll be a relative and say, hey, I want to come over. I want to pick up my nephew. And then all of a sudden you're like free for the afternoon or something like that, you know, like something will just happen, you know, randomly. Like all of a sudden it'll just work out for you and say, oh my God, I have the afternoon to myself, you know?
I can think of so many times in my life where things like that do happen. And it's like the moment you release your grip just a little bit on how it has to be, or how it should be, or how you're telling yourself it needs to be, that is when those opportunities will just find you. It will come to you. And I know some people listening might be like, well, that just sounds silly and woo-woo and weird, and I don't believe that. Well, guess what? Guess what's going to continue in your life, you know? And it's true. And I get it, because I feel that I was there once too. Yeah, I totally was there once too. And so I get that perspective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I know that people find it hard to believe that, you know, this is a way to freedom. And what I want to say about that is that we tend to want, you know, people say, I need to see it to believe it, you know, but we need to believe it to see it. We need to believe it to see it. And once you believe it, I just say, just give it a shot. What do you have to lose to believe in something that could possibly, you know, that you feel that could, is a possibility for you? And then once you start to see the evidence of that belief system, you're gonna be like, oh, there's no turning back. Like, you know, once you go there, there is no going back, you know? So really it's about just believing and then you'll see the fruits of that belief. You'll see the
fruits. I'm over here. I know nobody can see me right now, but I'm just like nodding my head. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. And it is so true. You know, that's what faith is. And it's about having faith in yourself, having faith in the process, and having faith that everything will work out in your favor, that belief that it will. And then you will start to see evidence of that in your life. It's counterintuitive and it's very countercultural. And it is a way to freedom, just as you said. So good. Fabi, it's been awesome talking with you and having this conversation and digging into all of this, because, you know, this is the stuff that I feel like people that are in the entrepreneurial world are not talking about as much. You know, it's the how-to steps and the get the lead magnets out there and launch this and do that and all the hustle and all the hard work. And okay, but how do we actually achieve the success, right? And that's what we are here to do on The Effortless Life. And we've got a little tradition here too, where I ask every guest who comes on the show the exact same question. And what's fascinating to me is that no two answers have ever been the same. And in light of the conversation we just had, I am very curious to hear your answer. And the question is this: what does it mean to you to live an effortless life?
Alignment. What does it mean? It means alignment. It means believing in a very transcendent energy that is actually real and it is magical. And if you truly believe, if you truly believe and embody it, then the truth shall set you free.
I love it.
Seriously, the truth shall set you free. If I'm going to leave that as a last note about that, yes.
Perfect note to end on. Fabi, where can people find you online and connect with you? Because I know they're going to want to reach out and get to know you.
Yes, you can visit me at rockstarspirit.com, and that's www.rockstarspirit.com, and you can find me on Instagram at Fabiola Hessline.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. This has been great.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I had a great time. Thank you so much.
So you tell me, is it really possible to achieve massive success without working hard? Can we agree that sure, you might be putting your time and your energy and effort into whatever it is you're creating, but when you're doing the work you love, it feels easy. It feels effortless. It doesn't feel like drudgery. And that's what we're on a mission to do anyway here at The Effortless Life, is to help visionary leaders like you spend more time in your zone of genius and get the right systems and support in place so that you can do so. Now, we've got a ton of ways you can work with us, no matter where you are in your entrepreneurial journey, including the chance to get free coaching with me on Fridays over on Instagram. Of course, this podcast, which is a wealth of information, our monthly virtual workshops, which are all about how to build out the back end of your business and put the systems and processes in place you need to scale sustainably. And even our mastermind, which really is for entrepreneurs who are hovering at or really close to that six-figure mark. And they're beginning to realize that they're not going to be able to go too far beyond that because they can't work anymore than they already are. And if this is you, then I want you to listen closely to what I'm about to say. We have a top secret mastermind program here called the Visionary Leader Incubator. Now, this program is by application only. And there are a few criteria that you have to meet in order to be eligible to be a good fit. But what we do inside of this program is help turn overworked entrepreneurs like you into the visionary leader that your business needs to succeed. This is an in-depth 12-month coaching experience where you get to work closely with me in a small group of other entrepreneurs who are at the same level in business as you and struggling with the same problems. Now, once you reach that six-ish figure mark, right? Maybe you're really close to it. Maybe you're hovering around there. Maybe you're just beyond it. At some point in that process, you recognize that in order to sustain the track that you're on and to continue growing, something's got to change, because there is no way for you to continue working and hustling the way that you are because you are already maxed out. And so what this mastermind program is designed to help you do is get the right systems and structure and support in place in your business on the back end, which is the unsexy thing that most entrepreneurs don't take the time to do, but it's the critical missing piece for your long-term growth and success. So if you are intrigued and you want to learn more about this incubator, applications are currently open. So you can apply right now at CourtneyElmer.com/visionaryleader to find out if you're a good fit. And by the way, I'd love to connect with you regardless of where you are on your entrepreneur journey. Come follow me on Instagram at theeffortlesslife.co and on Clubhouse, which is just my name, at Courtney Elmer, to learn more about what it really means to live an effortless life and have an effortless business, and to find out how to get the right systems and support in place in your business so you can spend more time in your zone of genius. And speaking of where you can connect with me, I would love to hear from you personally via the brand new voicemail feature that we have added to our website. So if you head over to theeffortlesslifepodcast.co, that's our new podcast website, you'll see a little microphone pop up there. And all you have to do is click that and send me a voicemail. This could be a verbal review. This could be a topic that you'd like to see me cover here on an upcoming episode. I would love to hear from you. So that's theeffortlesslifepodcast.co. Click the mic, send me a short voicemail, and I look forward to hearing from you in my inbox soon. Now, next week's episode. This one's for you if you aren't hitting consistent 10K months or above in your business right now. I'm going to reveal the four reasons why that's happening and what you can do about it. That's all coming up here next week, so stay tuned. And in the meantime, go live your effortless life. Here at The Effortless Life, we love letting you in on the tools we're using to simplify our operations so that you can too. And that's why we are proud partners of the best kept secret for podcasters called PodPage. Now, PodPage automatically creates a beautiful listener-friendly podcast website from your RSS feed. Now, if you're not a podcaster, I know that probably sounds like Greek, but if you are a podcaster, then this easy-to-use platform was built for you. I mean, imagine the impression your listeners will get when they land on your site and can easily locate their favorite episodes, subscribe to the show, rate and review, download, donate, interact with you, and so much more. If you want to see it in action, go check out our brand spanking new podcast website, theeffortlesslifepodcast.co, where you can get a first-hand experience of what your show can look like with its own webpage. And best of all, we don't lift a finger to keep it updated like we used to on our old blog site, creating page after page, week after week, every time a new episode aired. PodPage does it all for us now. You can't get more effortless than that. Now look, we don't promote any tools here that we haven't used and trust ourselves. So when you sign up for your own PodPage through our sponsored link, you can trust that you're getting the best of the best. Just head to CourtneyElmer.com/PodPage. That's CourtneyElmer.com/PodPage to learn more and see how much time, energy, and effort PodPage can save you. As you might have heard me mention inside this episode, if you want to join me for our next live workshop where I'm going to show you how to avoid the biggest mistakes that cause most podcasts to fail within the first 12 months and literally walk you through the exact framework that we teach our students to launch their shows in the top 100 and convert more of their listeners to clients, just go to theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop. That's theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop.